This is Dawn Ray, and I'm your host for The Jump. This podcast is all about inspiring change, courage, and confidence, building grit. I'm an executive coach and speaker. I've worked for 20 years as a finance executive in New York City and London. I've also attended Georgetown Law and Boston College, and I'm a New York qualified lawyer. I've studied personal development, performance, including sports psychology, and resilience for 15 years. I'll be giving you the techniques, mindset frameworks, and high performance strategies to finally do the thing that you're scared to do, that jump, because that, my friends, is where the level up is. This is The Jump, parachute required. And welcome back to The Jump. In today's episode, I am going to be talking a little bit more about travel. The last episode, I talked about Iceland. This episode, I'm just going to talk a little bit about how I would use the weight of water and swimming at night as a way to remind me to trust myself. So I've been doing solo remote travel. If you're new to this space, I've been doing solo remote travel for 15 years, and that means me going in the middle of nowhere, usually always by myself. And all of the places I would pick are absolutely gorgeous, right? Beautiful. I think I've been to some of the most beautiful places in the world. I won't give the full list here because I've gone to so many, but like I'm fucking good at travel, and hopefully. I'll be able to share some of the pictures of it on Instagram or somehow through this podcast, because Instagram, if you do photos, you get no plays, and then you just feel terrible about yourself. But I'm going to find a platform where I can share these photos. I might just share them on my website, but, here we go. So I would do this thing where, I love the water and I love the beach, and I don't love all beaches. I like little tiny beaches in the middle of nowhere, especially the Mediterranean. And I like going when it's deserted and it feels like a church to me. The beach feels like a church to me. It's where I can feel the divine. I can feel infinite. It gives me a sense of awe and wonder, and I love going and spending the entire day at the beach. So if I'm at a beach location, my sweet ass is there at like not, I'll usually at the hotel, I'll wake up naturally to watch the sun come up. All right. And I'll always watch the sun come up naturally. And then I'll be at the beach at 9 a.m. and I'll stay there until 9 p.m. I would do this a lot. I didn't really love Ibiza because there was so much unconsciousness there. There's a lot of people on a lot of drugs, a lot of like alcohol. So when I went to Ibiza, I actually was like, well, fuck this. Why the hell did I come here? And then I figured out there's a little island called Formentera just across the way that you could take a boat to. And I would be on the very first boat every morning when I stayed in Ibiza. And I would just spend the entire day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the beach. And it was just, it's kind of how I blissed out, right? It's how I blissed out. But I've been to all different kinds of beaches, Italy, Spain, et cetera, like south of France. Oh, I love the south of France. South of France is my soul home. All right. And I do this thing at night when the sun is going down where I swim out really, really far. Now, I actually am not the strongest. I'm a strong swimmer, but not actually in the water. I'm not the strongest swimmer. So I don't know how to do that thing. Like as a grown ass adult, I have a feeling it's going to be, this is not in a sexual way, although it is water. I have a feeling that a guy is going to teach me how to swim with my face in the water and like do that thing where you breathe to the side, like that basic swimming technique. I don't know how to do that. I know how to do the breaststroke. I'm trying to make this not sexual, but I do know how to like, you know, do the breaststroke, and I know how to like swim with my head out of water, but I do not know how to swim with my head in water. There's something about it that I just never learned as a grown ass adult. There, I've said it. I'm fucking 45. I can admit that I don't know how to swim that particular way. But anyway, I love the water. I love the water. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love beaches that are really small and tiny. I hate big beaches. So like Miami is fine. It's a beautiful beach, but to me, it feels like a strip mall. or just a big shopping mall. It's just too big, and there's nothing intimate about it. It just feels like one big massive land and one big ocean, and there's nothing like really special or closed off. So I like actually coves. Coves are my thing. That's what I seek out. Tiny little coves that are removed from anything big. I like things that are unique where I get to find them. Like whenever I would find a cove, and I always fucking find a cove wherever I go, where I'm supposed to go, just one pops up because I'm like a homing pigeon for these things. And I find my little cove, and then the sun starts to set. And I love sailboats. I like being on little coves that have sailboats. I've always loved the idea of living on a sailboat. And I might someday. I mean, I probably should soon. We're not around forever. And I would swim out. I would do this thing where I swim by myself, which takes a lot of trust because I have my phone in my hotel and my keys to the car, the rental car, are in my purse. So I always have this way of like making eye contact with people around me and making friends, usually with women or women with children. And then if the beach is deserted, then I just pray to God. I do a lot of prayer when I travel by myself. I mean, honestly, I don't know what else to tell you other than prayer is required. A lot of prayer, which is why I do so much deep spiritual work, except when I went to Iceland, that was not spiritual. That was something else. But the swimming at night when the sunset goes down and it's the Mediterranean, the water is super warm and you're watching the sky change in front of you and you have all of infinity and the sailboats are there and you can hear almost like the sound of people clinking wine glasses as they drink rosé at night. And you're watching the sky turn from like rose and orange and to purples and to blues. And it's exquisite. It slows everything down. You know that you're okay. You know that you're okay. You could feel the weight of the water holding you underneath. And there's nothing quite like it. Being in the middle of nowhere on a deserted beach, swimming at sunset by yourself. And an exercise I would always do is swim past the buoy. So there's always an orange buoy, right? And I would just swim a little bit past it. And this was me testing my limits because I'm not a strong swimmer and also trusting the water and trusting in God, which sounds a little bit strange. I appreciate that. Something that I would do. I would not recommend it for everyone. It's something that I would do. And I would just swim laps from the shore all the way out, just past the buoy. Just reminding myself not to panic. That water lifts you. You can float. And that's faith. When I think about the metaphor, I think about it as faith in yourself. You know you'll float. You have it in you to carry you through. You have to believe that the water will hold you. I think that when people don't know how to swim or they panic in water, it's because they don't have enough faith in the water. They don't have enough faith in the water. You have to remember how strong the water is, how infinite it is. The water was here way before you arrived on this planet, and it'll be here long after you're gone. It's part of the infinite. And part of these swims at night when the sun is setting, which is really just a commune with me and in the universe, that's all I can say about it. It's where I bliss out. And I don't think I'm a deeply romantic person who's kind of committed to being single, which is another episode. But if a guy was with me, I don't think it would be as special. it would require me to trust them in a way that probably I don't know if I ever will in this life. But when I'm on my own and I'm doing my swim at night and I'm going past where I'm comfortable, I mean, I would normally, someone who's not a strong swimmer would like turn around way, 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 way before the buoy is even in sight, but I would swim past. And if there's people at the beach or people on the boats, they would watch me. So I knew I was never really alone, alone. I knew if I was in trouble, someone would see me. But it's a rare thing that I've never actually seen anyone else do, this night swim thing, the sunset swim on my own. And I wish there was a part of me that believed that if I was with someone else, it would be as special and as exquisite and as blissful. But I don't believe that. The beach is my church. The water is my faith. I believe that. And I know that's strange, and I know that's eccentric to really need that much alone time with water at sunset in the Mediterranean. But it's made me strong, and it's made me soft as well, both strong and soft. Because with each kick of the leg, each movement forward, I'm just reminding myself, just float, just keep on going, just keep swimming. Swim just a little bit past where you're comfortable. You can do it, Dawn. You can do it. The buoy's right there, that little orange buoy. And every time I go to an orange buoy, I always give it like a retortive slap. I slap the orange buoy, and then I usually go a little bit past it, and then I turn around. Sometimes if I'm feeling cheeky or like I want company, then I swim past the buoy, and then if I'm by the boats who are like, how the fuck is this chick all the way out here? She swam from shore, and she's just hanging out. Like, she swam all the way to the boats. Normally someone in the boat would invite me on the boat, like woman, man, child, because they just are like, well, she's not a fucking – she's not like a splash. She's not a freaking mermaid. This is a human being who swam all the way the fuck out here. Like, get on boat. And sometimes I would get on a boat and then just hop off and swim back. And that would be my little ritual. So important. I mean, I don't necessarily say swimming in the middle of nowhere by yourself during, you know, or mostly by yourself during sunsets is for everyone. I know that it's eccentric, but it was for me. We all lose faith in ourselves, I think. We forget that the water can carry us. We forget that we can carry ourselves. We forget how we are part of the universe and part of God. We forget the power of the infinite. And what swimming at sunset does for me is it reminds me of the practice of being faithful, of the practice of faith in myself and in things greater than me, in myself and in God, in myself and in universe, whatever you want to say. It reminds me, it doesn't force me, but it propels me through faith in the things that I cannot see, but that I know are there. I know they're there. I can feel it. That's what swimming at sunset does for me. And I'm due. It's been about it's been about 2 years, and I am due for a sojourn. Nine a.m. to 9 p.m. on a beach in the middle of nowhere, where I can just be. All of these things of the doing, I do find somewhat exhaustive. It is the right time for it, but I'm hoping that I'll be able to have a little bit of grace soon to go to a beach in the middle of nowhere, to go to a cove and watch the sunset and swim out past the buoy. Because we all have buoys. We all have points where we think we should turn around, where there's a big sign that says, don't go past this. I think someone else put the sign up. And that sign is the limitation. Swim past the limitation. You can do it. Just a matter of faith. Practice faith in yourself. If you don't believe in the universe and you don't believe in God or you don't believe in any of the things that cannot be seen, okay. Okay. Practice faith in you. Also, check out any of the books by Michael Singer, because that might change your mind on the whole universe thing. But or Eckhart Tolle. Practice the faith in your ability to swim past limitations that someone else has set for you. And then swim back to shore. And then do it again. Past the buoy. Past limitations. Swim out. Turn around, go back to shore, then do it again. Repeat. Repeat the practices of faith. That is how faith gets stronger. I love you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please forward it to friends, and I would be so grateful for a review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure you follow me on LinkedIn under Dawn Marie and my website, www.dawnmarie.co. Please note, there is no E in Marie. No excuses. Check out the freebies tab on my website for guides on negotiating income and gaining clarity in your role. You can also follow me on YouTube at I Am Dawn Marie. For the ladies, if you're a female executive in finance or law, you can subscribe to my newsletter Prime, which is all about taking bold action as a woman. I'll put links for these in my show notes. Until next time, I love you. Get your nose down, take a deep breath, and jump. Keep doing the things that you fear.